The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
And I would like to take this opportunity to present to you once again a very eloquent and powerful sermon given by our Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which was basically a sermon of welcoming the month of Ramadan. He begins by talking about the importance of this month, where he says, أيها الناس, إنه قد أقبل إليكم شهر الله بالبركة والرحمة والمغفرة. That all people, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has approached you, or is approaching you now, with the blessings and mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The importance of this month, the way he describes shahrun huwa 'inda Allah afdal ash-shuhur, it is a month better than all the months, wa ayyamuhu afdhul ayyam, and the days of this month are better than the days in general, wa layalihi afdhalul layali, وَسَاعَاتُهُ أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ, even the nights of this month are better than the nights of other months, and even the hours and the minutes and even the seconds of this month are better than other months. But then he comes to a very important point where he says, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَى ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ. It's easy to translate that, but really we need time to absorb this whole concept. But he says, this is the month where you have been invited to be the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have been made the people who have the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. He is the host. And it is customary among human beings that when the guest comes, the host will do the best that he or she can do as far as the hospitality is concerned. And so what do we get during this month? Remember, the month of Ramadan is for refraining from food and drink. So in the hospitality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no food and drink for us. The reason I'm discounting that, because you know, Maryam salawatullah alayhi used to get the food from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Isa alayhi salam, once he prayed that, oh Allah, you know, send us a ma'ida, you know, sufra, where for me and my disciples, this will be the day of Eid for us. But this is month of Ramadan. We are his guest because he has asked us not to eat and drink. So what is there in that banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that table, that we are the guest and Allah is the host? There are five things. Number one, anfasukum fihi tasbihun. When you are in the state of fasting, your breath, Allah says, I consider that as tasbih, as the praise that you do, like Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah. Just think about it. When we talk about breathing, we don't even do it consciously. Whether we like or not, we know or not, we are alive because of that. It is a very natural act. Even when we are sleeping, we are breathing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this month, Even this process, which is natural, which you don't really do with any effort or intention or planning, you know, it is there. I will consider that to be tasbih. The second item on that banquet or on that table, وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةً. Your sleep in that state of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is, I will consider that to be an act of worship, an ibadat. In fiqh, sleeping is actually a problem. If you are half asleep, you got up and did wudu and still got on the musalla, did Allahu Akbar and went to sleep, your salat is batil. Your wuzu is also gone. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the state of fasting, if you go to sleep, even that process of you sleeping in the state of fasting, I will consider that to be an ibadat. Third item on that sufra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, وَعَمَلُكُمْ فِيهِ مَقْبُولٌ. Your good deeds on that day, in that month, is going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remember, doing good deeds is one thing. Whether Allah accepts it or not is something else. Islam doesn't believe in the sense that the worth of something is not defined by the act itself. It is defined by the intention of the doer. You can give $1 million for a project, religious, you know, charitable project, if your niyat is something else, fame or other things, it's not acceptable. Yes, in our eyes we'll say, subhanallah, you know, he donated $1 million. As opposed to somebody who just gave $50, couldn't afford more than that. But he did qurbatan lillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that. But here it seems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will accept. Do whatever good you can during this month. I'll make it easy. Number four, وَدُعَاءُكُمْ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٌ. The fourth item on this, in this ziyafat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us, where he says, your prayers will be answered. In Quran he talks about it. He says, call me. Call me and I'll respond to you. But during this month of Ramadan, the chances of acceptance of the dua are even increased. And therefore then the Prophet says, فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ أَنْ يُوَفَّقَكُمْ بِصِيَامِهِ وَتَلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ. And therefore pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure intentions and pure heart, so that he may give you the opportunity to fulfill the duties as far as fasting is concerned, and also to recite the Quran in this month. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِي مَنْ حُرِمَ مِنْ غُفْرَانِ اللَّهِ فِي هَذِي الشَّهْرِ الْعَظِيمِ. Because shaqi, the most unfortunate person, is somebody who is deprived from the forgiveness of Allah during this holy month.
You tell me you are here for 30 days to shower us with mercy just like rain, to make it easier to change ourselves. Protect me from this world and from myself. Oh, please keep me company, old friend. You bless me and my home once again. I'm fortunate. So I raise my hands. Ya Allah, thank you for another chance standing at my door. Ya Allah, you've given me hope. Deliver this gift right to my home. Mawhaba, mawhaba, ya Ramadan. Ahlan, ahlan, bis-siyam.
حل ليالنا بالقيام. بالصيام.